Welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the latest news in popular culture. I'm your host, Quentin Phillipson, and with me is my co-host who is selling nudes for $15 a photo, our good friend Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
You know, it's been an interesting week for me. Just so people know, the nudes are not actually nudes, they're underwear shots. That's why they're only $15.
That's right. They'd be much more, or actually, would they be much more or much less if the underwear was off?
Depends on whether or not if you like hair.
I think if I was going to get a photo of you, I'd pay much more to make sure you had underwear on.
You know what? You're probably right.
But I'm not the target in our audience. I'm sure the girls would much rather see the full well dog.
Oh, I don't know. You want to let the full well dog out of the cage.
Should that be your new intro song, Who Let the Well Dog Out?
If you can manage to dub a version of that, so instead of Who Let the Dogs Out, it's Who Let the Well Dogs Out, then yes, that will be my theme song.
All right, let me talk to the band. I'll see if I can work something out.
Okay.
So what's new going on in your life, Alex, besides the photos?
You know, nothing too much. It's been a fairly interesting week. As you know, something happened, not going to go into details about it, but now I'm all about finding inner peace, and right now that means filming a podcast with you and eating some nuggets and fries while doing it.
That's a good inner peace if I've ever heard of one.
Oh yeah, you gotta take care of yourself, man, and greasy fast food is one way of doing it.
That's right. As for myself, nothing too crazy this week. Pretty much just been watching movies. This is the year 2020. This is the second week we've been starting, so I have watched one pre-screening and I got another one for tomorrow, so that's pretty exciting. I watched Like a Boss already. It should be out in theaters by the time you're listening to this podcast, but not one to flex. I saw it before you guys. I'm sure you guys are really jealous. Everyone's like, man, I really wished I saw Like a Boss early.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see that movie.
Yeah. But a more exciting one is, by the time you listen to this podcast, I will have seen Doolittle, which won't be out for another week and a half. So that's pretty exciting.
Lucky little bastard.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited.
When I first heard they're making a Doolittle movie, I wasn't really too excited about it. And then I saw the trailer.
Yeah, the trailer looks good. It's got Downey Jr. in it. The budget is insane. Have we discussed this yet, Alex?
I think you and I personally have discussed it.
Yeah, the budget has blown my mind. It's $175 million, which is much bigger than most other films. So it's going to be interesting to see if it actually make that much more.
I could just imagine the pitch they were trying to make to a movie company, a movie studio company. So let's do a remake of the Dr. Doolittle franchise. But because it's 2020, we need a lot more money for animal animation, so we need about $175 million.
Now, I'm sure the pitch went, we need $75 million to make good CGI animals, and then the studio goes, but on here it says you need $175 million, and then they go, oh well, yeah, we need the other $100 million for Robert Downey Jr.
I was about to say, that's probably how much he costs for a movie.
Yeah, so I'm sure that's how the meeting went.
Well, I mean, kudos to them. The movie looks amazing. It'll be interesting to see if it actually breaks even.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll break even, but including marketing, which is pretty big for this movie, they must be expecting to make at least close to $1 billion for this film if they're putting this much out.
Let's just say for this film to break even, I think they have to get over $300 million in domestic alone.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe they'll do it. I believe in them. I'm hoping it does well. It looks really good, so we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I'll know by next podcast if it's good or not.
Woo!
Very exciting. So looking at news here, we got, obviously, Welling selling his photos for $15. But if you don't have $15 on you to get a sexy photo of Well Dog, we do have a Instagram model that is selling her nudes for $10.
Yeah, I mean, what's the best way of doing this? I mean, she's an Instagram model, so it's not like you're wasting your money. It's not like you can just go on Pornhub and find her.
Yeah, probably this would raise some questions as to why are we discussing this as news. It's just someone selling naked photos, but she has been selling these photos to combat the bushfire crisis in Australia that's happening right now. And mm-hmm. she has donated over $100,000 thanks to this.
$100,000?
Yep.
That's nuts. She's made that much money off her naked body?
Yeah, so that means she has sent over, what would it be, 10,000 nudes?
Bro, why the fuck can I make that kind of money?
Well, just start being an Instagram model.
You've seen me. You know I don't have the body for that. I'm too skinny.
That's right, yeah. Too skinny for that.
Too skinny.
Well, that's why you're eating chicken nuggets right now, to bulk up for the Instagram modeling gig, right?
You could say that, or it might have to do with the ridiculous cold snap we have coming next week.
So, due to the fire, which really has grown quite a bit, we haven't addressed this in a while, because there's not really funny news about it.
No.
But, the last news we had was, what was it, Marsupawoman? That was the last instance we had of this. But yeah, it's...
Oh, yeah, Marsupawoman.
Yeah, so it's still going on, not as, you know... Not as much funny side to this news. But yeah, the fire's still going on. It's still growing strong, unfortunately. So it's great that she has donated this much just to help out. It's funny because I've heard that she has had her family kind of disown her. She's gotten a lot of flack for this.
Mm-hmm.
The woman's just saving the world.
I'm not going to judge her for sending her naked photos. I mean, she's giving $100,000 to Australia right now. So, I mean, it's working.
This is the real Marsupawoman.
Mm-hmm. I'm down for that.
Yeah, and she has even come out to expose that some people have taken the photos that they have got from her and are giving them out for free for those that can't afford it. And she is... calling them out, saying the only reason I'm doing this is to raise money, and you are literally ruining that. Like, this is supposed to be a donation.
That's a dick move.
Yeah, so she's not even afraid to call out those losers.
Guys, I'm all an advocate for free porn. I mean, Pornhub's like 100% free. Come on here. But come on, it's for a great cause. Spend that cheap amount of money and go get yourself some nudes and save the Australian wildlife.
Yeah, I don't know who was the bright guy that thought, oh, you know what? She's donating money. Let me just give him out for free and just be that guy.
Yeah, now he's forever known as that guy.
Yeah, I wish she, like, really called him out and tagged his name when she exposed him.
Oh, me too.
That would have been pretty funny.
That would have been lit.
But yeah, it's crazy how this fire has grown so much, and she's really... really contributing here. And she's not just giving you some naked photo. You can get that on Pornhub. She's classy. According to this, she personalizes each and every single one of them.
Oh, so you mean they're by request?
Yeah, so I like to think she like has like a little quiz for you, like fill in on like some little favorites of yours. If you like The Office, maybe she'll wear a bow tie or something. If you like Friends, maybe she'll have a coffee mug. She personalizes it.
See, you think of that, and in my head, I'm thinking, what's the most fucked up thing she's been asked to do?
I like to think she's the classy nudist out there.
Oh, the classy nudist. Okay, gotcha.
That's what I like to imagine. I like, you know, she's doing a good cause. She's clearly doing this because she's trying to be a good person. I don't see her making, like, crazy, horrible things.
I mean, it's, you know... it's not often you can say that, like over 10,000 people have seen my naked body.
Yeah, she is famous. Now, her family has disowned her. Do you think it's because someone from her family has bought a photo and they aren't impressed?
That'd be a little fucked up.
But... yeah, and they just weren't impressed. They're like, oh, you got a tattoo on your leg. We don't like that.
I don't know. Maybe it's a religion thing.
That could be it.
Throwing suggestions out there, but she's an adult. She can do whatever she wants.
Now, Alex, I have to ask this. You've had a rough week. You've been eating some nuggets. Did you also buy yourself a photo of this Instagram model?
No, because on top of having a rough week, I'm also broke right now.
I like it. So instead of spending $10 on a photo, you spent it on food. That's smart. I appreciate that.
Yeah, just ignore the fact that I bought McDonald's and we'll just go from there.
We also have another announcement here, and that is the PlayStation 5. Are you more of a PlayStation guy or an Xbox man?
I will say this. I do have both, but I definitely use my Xbox more, just because that's what I grew up
on. That is fair. I'm really neither. If I had to pick, I would pick PlayStation, especially after the amazing logo they've announced for the PlayStation 5 that was announced this week. Have you taken a look at the new PlayStation 5 logo?
Oh yeah, that logo is so like unique and top notch and just wow. I mean, whoever created that should be put in like an artist hall of fame museum or something.
It's really creative. No, I agree. Nintendo, they try and change up the colors and the textiles for each one to fit the type of console. Xbox, they try to renovate to make it more hip looking every time. PlayStation, they know what's up. People want the same old thing. That's why they keep making sequels and reboots. People love the same boring thing. And so PlayStation has literally made the same exact logo. People don't like change.
I mean, yeah. I mean, this logo is just brilliant. I mean, everybody knows the PS4 logo. So basically just take the 4 out and slap a 5 there.
Now, do you think they took the 2 from PlayStation 2 and they flipped it?
Oh, that's even more lazy. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, I really wish they did that. I checked. Obviously, it's a bit different, but I really wish they ironically made it just the upside down too. That would have been just a little bit added onto it.
I made it a little bit more not so original.
Yeah, that would have been hilarious if they just flipped it. Really love to think that they had a marketing team sit down. And I like how we discussed what the marketing for Doolittle was already. I like to think the marketing for PlayStation 5 was they were like, all right, guys, we need like $5 million to sit down and really create the best logo for this product. And this is what they came up with.
I mean, you got to like give raises to all these guys. They have they know what they're doing.
Oh, clearly nobody was talking about the Xbox or the Nintendo Switch icon. That's not newsworthy.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, for PlayStation, it's more of a, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of thing.
Yeah, and it ain't broke. This is the most talked about logo I've ever seen for quite some time. It was really buzzing. Have you also seen the console's design?
I've seen a lot of, I've seen a lot of mock designs. I don't think they've actually released a real design.
Yeah, they haven't officially announced one. I just saw the rumor mill of the mock design for it.
Right.
It looks pretty cool. I think it's perfect. It's got like a weird V indented on the top.
It makes it look more like a Switch almost.
Oh, I was thinking it looks almost like the original Xbox. Instead of an X indented on the top, it's just a V for the 5.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I thought it looked a lot like the original Xbox, which, fine by me. I thought that was a cool design to begin with. And this one's really perfect since it's indented. You can actually fit a bag of chips in between.
They know what they're doing.
Innovation at its best.
Yeah, we're like, we know you guys want to eat your Doritos while playing your pod, so we're just gonna make a chip holding spot.
They're like, Alex, in between your $15 nude photos, you can fit your nuggets in between and have a few.
Oh, see, that's already perfect.
Yeah, PlayStation, they know what's up. They got the brand new logo. They got the chip holding design. It's the future.
Mm-hmm. I think, though, the most thing I'm excited for about it is not the design, not the logo, but that it's 100% backwards compatible.
What does backwards compatible mean?
So basically that means is that any games off the PS4, 3, 2, or 1 can be played on this new one.
Oh, okay, yeah. Is that not something the PS4 had?
Okay, I'm not sure about PS4, but I know for my Xbox One, it was only a select few games from their original like Xbox and Xbox 360 library that you could play.
Yeah, but Xbox is known for being stingy. I didn't know PlayStation also did that.
I'm unsure. I haven't played a lot of PlayStation. I mainly use the PlayStation to play PlayStation exclusive games.
That's fair. No, that's fair. If this is new for PlayStation, then that's exciting. Add that to the cool list. Cool logo, check. Got a chip bag holder, check. Can play old games, check. What can this console not do?
No, I want to get your opinion on this. Which do you think are you more excited for? The PlayStation 5 or the Xbox, whatever we talked about weeks ago that I already forget the name of it?
I'm really not a big Xbox guy, which might be blasphemy to say. I'm really not a big PlayStation guy either, but I've always actually been interested in getting a PlayStation. I've always kind of wanted the 3 and the 4, but I've never really been into video games. So now that I am more of a video game guy, I might get the PlayStation 5. I don't know. It's expensive, so probably not. I might wait till it's dirt cheap in a few years.
Oh yeah, it might be over $600.
Yeah, so I might wait till, you know, it's down to like $300. I'll wait till Boxing Day and see if there's a deal. Like, even if it's $100 off, I might be tempted.
Oh, you can always get good deals off Boxing Day.
Just as a console itself, I'm excited for the PlayStation 5 more. Also, it's got a chip holder. If the Xbox really was this big ass tower, that would have been really funny, and I might ironically want it. But as a whole, I think I'm more of a PlayStation guy.
Well, that's fair enough.
So we have a little touch on last week, but still kind of led into this week, which was the Golden Globes.
Quinton, I remember last week we said we weren't really going to touch on it unless there's like some big stories we need to talk about. Oh boy.
Yeah, we do have quite a few good stories from this week from Golden Globes.
Let's just say it was an entertaining Golden Globe.
I had a great time. I loved it.
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part was probably either Joaquin Phoenix winning or The Missing Link winning. Those are probably my two favorites.
Ah, yeah, those are solid ones. But I have to say, my favorite of the show had to be Ricky Gervais' opening monologue.
Yes, I missed that, so I've heard a lot about it, and I know roughly about it. What was your favorite part about it?
Oh, there were quite a few zingers that it's like, oh my god, he really didn't say that. Two of my favorite were themes off the movie Cats.
Perfect. Let's bring Cats back into this. What did he say?
He makes a couple of good zingers about Cats. So James Corden is in the Cats movie, obviously.
Yes.
So, he's like, in 2019, we got to see James Corden act like a pussy.
Perfect.
And then he said, and then he was also in the movie Cats.
Good.
And then, he made this ridiculous burn on Judi Dench. You know how Judi Dench came out and said this was the role she was born to play for?
I did not know that.
Well, she came out and said Cats was the role she was meant to play.
Perfect. And
basically, Ricky Gervais was like, well, that makes sense because she loves sitting down, lifting up her legs, and licking her asshole. Something along those lines. But it was like the crowd was just shocked about it. Like, oh, my God. But yeah, overall, his monologue was spicy.
So yeah, let's just have him do it every year. Hasn't he already done it quite a few times?
This is his fifth time, and yeah. He said this is his last.
Oh, nah, he's lying. He'll do it next year. The big surprise for me personally was Missing Link winning Best Animated Film. I really thought it was going to be Lion King.
I know. Lion King. I mean, yeah, there were, what, two or three films that I thought were going to win this, and then there was just like the other two. And holy fucking shit, one of the other two won it.
Yeah, I was very surprised, especially because I was the only one of the five I didn't watch this year. I kind of sat there going, well, I thought this was never going to win, so I didn't bother watching it. But I guess I screwed that up.
Right? I mean, this was clearly supposed to be Frozen 2, Toy Story 4, or How to Train Your Dragon. Like, what the fuck? How do you fuck this up?
Yeah, I really thought Toy Story 4 had it in the bag, so I was pretty shocked.
Right? I was just wondering. Oh my god, like, okay, let's just say this. I think Toy Story 4 is winning the Oscar just because they got robbed of a Golden Globe.
Well, I was a big fan of the movie, so I wouldn't say they got robbed. I think How to Train Your Dragon is going to be robbed for both.
Oh yeah, don't get me wrong, I love How to Train Your Dragon. I think it's the best animated film of the year. But among Oscar voters, it's going to be Toy Story 4.
Right. Yeah. My prediction is Toy Story 4 wins. Because yeah, it is kind of a film that the Oscar voters are going to fall in love with, since it's, you know, connected to the original, which was in 1999.
Right?
Any other big shockers for you from any of the winners this year?
I would have rather seen Adam Driver win Best Actor, but I think he's going to win the Oscar anyways. I'm surprised at the amount of snubs that Marriage Story had.
Yeah.
They only got the one that they were like 100% predicted to win.
Yeah, they were nominated for 6 and only won 1. It was a pretty big loss for Marriage Story.
I was shooketh. But any case,
I would say an even bigger loss for The Irishman, which was nominated for 5 and won none.
Yeah, The Irishman was also a huge snub, because a movie that hasn't even been wide released as of right now took home 2 of the biggest awards of the night.
Yeah. 1917 only nominated for 3 and won 2 of them, which was funny because I think looking at the 3, the only one you think would have a decent chance at winning was the one it didn't win.
Yeah, that was the sound editing, right? Or something like that.
The score.
Yeah. I mean, like, what?
Yeah, won the other two. Best Picture and what was it? Best
Director.
Yeah, Best Director.
That had to be the most shocking thing of the night. That just because you look at all the other things that were in contention for those two awards, all the other people, and it's just like, oh my god, really?
I'm not crazy shocked that it won Best Picture, because I've heard crazy good things about this film and how it's phenomenal. But Best Director was still really shocking for me, because I thought it was really between 3 other directors. I don't know. How much direction does 1917 need?
Right? I mean, he was up against some of the best directors to ever step foot in Hollywood. Like, people can sit down and agree on a round table that Martin Scorsese and Quentin Tarantino are two of the best directors to ever put a film together. Like what the hell is this?
Yeah, I really thought Quentin Tarantino was going to pull this one through. That was my prediction, and I was pretty shocked it wasn't him at all.
I mean, Quentin Tarantino did end up winning an award, though, so.
Yes, Best Screenplay, which, okay, I don't think he should have. I'm not going to go on a rant about this, but he should have won Best Director, but he should not have won Best Screenplay.
I agree with you on that. There were also some surprises, I thought anyways, there were also some surprises on the TV side as well.
Yeah, I didn't follow the TV side because I don't watch the shows.
You know, that's fair. I'm just surprised that Barry didn't win a single award.
Yeah, I heard good things about that show. Did Game of Thrones win any?
No, Game of Thrones didn't win any.
Good. That's all I care about.
But yeah, I mean, again, I'm looking through these award nominations right now. That is so weird to see that Missing Link won. I mean, do you think that Joker should have won the award for original score, since we're talking about how Sam Mendes should have won it for 1917? Or I guess Thomas Newman?
I was fine with Joker winning it. I thought it was going to be 1917.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it was between those two. I thought they had the two best scores. Actually, I thought Marriage Story was going to win it, which I don't know why I thought that. I'm okay with Joker winning. To me personally, it had the best score. That or Us were my two favorite scores of the year. I just love horror film scores. I find them very creepy and just beautifully done. So I loved the Joker score. So I was happy with it winning. I was surprised, though.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fair.
Looking at the list here, I was marking down all of our picks for each category. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say we point out who was the most correct at the end of it. And I was more correct by 1. I got 6 of the winners correctly, and you got 5 of them. So we both did pretty good.
Which one did I get correct? Which ones? I can't remember my picks.
You got the female lead for the drama and comedy both correct. You got the best comedy film correct, the female supporting lead, and the male supporting lead.
I need to quickly run through those again.
So that would have been Renee Zellweger,
Yeah.
Awkwafina for the two leads, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood for the comedy film, and then Laura Dern and Brad Pitt for supporting.
Okay, yeah. So the easy picks, and then Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was kind of a, eh, it could.
And then for me, it was pretty much almost the same. I got both the lead female leads correct and the male supporting and comedy film correct, just like you. But instead of the female supporting, because I thought they really wanted J-Lo up on stage, I picked her over Laura Dern. Crazy pick looking back at it.
Yeah.
But I'll stick with my decision. And then I got both of the male leads correct.
Wow.
I called Joaquin Phoenix winning and Taron Egerton winning.
Well, kudos to you. I'm happy Taron Egerton won it. I've been a huge Taron Egerton fan for a while, and I'm so happy that he won something for that movie.
Yeah, I was happy he won too. And they also got Best Original Song. That was good. Which was funny because going into the podcast, that was my pick. And then once we started talking, you were like, oh, yeah, but that's not going to win. So then before we even got to it, I started thinking about it. I was like, oh, man, you might be right. Maybe it's not going to win. So then I backed out.
You from a two trophy lead.
Yeah, I almost got seven of them right. But still, did pretty good. We both did really good. We got most of these right. But we did not predict 1917 just blowing out some of these wins here.
Yeah, no, 1917 was definitely the movie that shocked the world.
Yeah. And we also thought Parasite would do better, and it didn't. Oh, we both got foreign film as well, so I guess
Oh,
seven,
yeah.
six. But
Yeah, that one got it.
yeah, that was obvious. I didn't even mark that down.
But any case, so yeah, that was the Golden Globes. Overall, what do you think in regards to this having an impact on the Oscars?
I don't think it has any impact. I think they're going to vote the way they're going to vote no matter what. How I think it's going to reflect. I think it's going to show some of the same winners. I think lead female, supporting female, and supporting male. I think those three are pretty much locked down. I don't think they're changing. I think Adam Driver is going to change between the two. And I
Yeah.
still think a lot of the, I do think the director and screenplay, I don't think they're going to be the same. I think Golden Globes was really high on Once Upon a Time in 1917, so they really tilted the voting. But I think we're going to see more Marriage Story in at least one of those.
Yeah, 'cause Marriage Story is definitely more of an Oscar baity kind of film.
I think so too. And I'm starting to think Parasite has no chance at the Oscars because it got no love here. But
Which is unfortunate because going into this, I thought Parasite had like one of the best chances of winning the best film of the year.
I thought it could have been a big contender here. And I do think 1917 winning could be a sign that it might win at the Oscars too, because Golden Globes tends to be right about that.
I'd have to look back at the history of that, see whether or not the movies match up all the time.
Right. Yeah. They have two chances of getting it right because they have comedy and drama. But I think one of the two tends to eventually be the winner. So I
Right.
think keep an eye out for 1917. I think this was a good showing for that movie. And now that it's out worldwide going into Oscars, I think it's going to be getting a lot of buzz. So I feel pretty confident it might be the winner, which Parasite, but I haven't seen 1917 yet, so we'll see. I'm trying not to
I
like
know.
be anti-1917 because I'm sure it's going to be great. Going on to some sad news. Even sadder than Marriage Story and Parasite bombing in the Golden Globes. And
Oh,
that
God.
is our Lord and Savior Justin Bieber announcing that he has Lyme disease.
Oh, geez, I didn't hear about this one.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Actually, it's extremely sad. But he's doing all right. He just announced it because people kept making comments about how it always looks like he's on meth and he's doing drugs, drinking all the time. And so he went out on an Instagram post, I believe, is where he announced it and explained that he has been diagnosed with Lyme disease pretty recently. That is pretty much all we got on that. Don't want to address too much about it. Just wanted to give you guys an update about our boy Bieber. He's doing okay. He's still has one of the number one hit songs out there called Yummy.
Yeah, have you heard Yummy yet?
No, I don't listen to music, even if it's from our Lord and Savior Bieber.
Well, I mean, that's basically, you're basically just burning the Bible at that rate.
Yeah, maybe if the gospel sings it to me, then I'll be into it.
I'm looking a little bit into this article right now. Lyme disease, it seems like a very, very icky thing.
So, would you not call this yummy?
I don't think this is yummy. Not very yummy indeed. His music was decently yummy, but this is just. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I feel bad for the kid. Like, our Lord and Savior.
Yeah, I feel bad for myself every day because he's not with me. But, other than that, yeah, hopefully he does well. He has a new house, beautiful wife. Hopefully he can get past this. I'm supporting you, Justin. If there's anything I can do, let me know. If you want, I can send you $10 and maybe you can send me a nude. Up to you, up to you. Just an option.
Justin Bieber goes out and says, "Yeah, I'll send nudes for $10."
Yeah, donate to Lyme disease. This is perfect.
Exactly. I would not be surprised if he has a Prince Albert piercing.
I hope he has a Quentin tattoo.
Just your face tattooed on his back.
We should get
He
like
goes.
ma we should get like matching tattoos, me and him.
Oh, God. You know what? Bieber kind of seems like the kind of person that's just crazy enough to do it.
Let's do it. Matching tats, baby.
Matching tats. Quentin, somebody that has no tats whatsoever, and I'm not even sure wants to get a tattoo. He's like, yep, matching tats. Let's do it.
I'll get it with Biebs, 100%. What would be
Get
a
it
good
with.
tattoo for both of us? Like, what do we have? What's something we have in common?
What's something you guys have in common?
Maybe just a dick tattoo because we both got penises. I don't know.
Yeah, that's something you guys have in common. That is true.
That's probably about all we got.
I mean, you guys both have older women in your lives. So, I mean, you can get tattoos of your older women.
But that's not matching. It'd be different woman. We'll just get a tattoo of Tom Cruise's face, because isn't he the guy that killed Tom Cruise, according to my theory?
Oh, right.
Yeah, we'll do that. And they'll have like a
You'll
big X in the middle of it.
get like an in memoriam face of Tom Cruise.
I'll say 2019 as his death date.
Seems legit. I believe it.
So yeah, hopefully he does well. If he wants matching tattoos, just hit me up, Bieber. We can totally do this. Now, a smaller story, something I just want to quickly go over is the hacked road sign. Have you heard about this? It's a little story that I just saw come up a few times, so I thought we should talk about because it seems like something me and you would appreciate. Someone hacked an electronical road sign and had it say, "Send nudes."
Oh, I think I've seen this before. This is not the first time that people have done something funny with signboards.
Yeah, people hack them all the time. It's classic. It's a classic millennial trick.
How do you even do that?
I don't know. Do I look young and hip? I don't know how they have fun these days.
You know what? Is there anybody out there that knows how to do this? If you do, just let me know and I will put it to the test.
And what would your message be?
Well, I'd be like, so we'll probably have a bunch of signs out right now that says beware of cold weather and beware of slippery roads or something like that, because we're about to get in a cold snap here because Canada's fucking ridiculous. But I think I would hack those road signs that says drive like an idiot, to put your foot down on the gas and just go.
That'd be your message. That's your great message. Just drive faster.
Drive faster, because you
Oh
can
man.
imagine.
I might go for the same tactic here with send nudes. I
Really?
would might add like the phone number of someone I hate from high school. So they would send these grotesque penis photos. And they're gonna be taking the photos still in the car while driving, so it's gonna be horrible lighting, very unappealing photos to like someone I don't like in high school. I feel like that might be the good approach here.
Now, the ironic thing is if all the girls see it and it's like, ah, fuck it, and they send nudes.
So should I have two signs and says male nudes and then have a phone number and then female nudes and then have my phone numbers? Is that the approach?
Exactly. Just don't tell Andrea.
Well, she's in the room right now, so we'll share the pictures together.
Yes. Thank you. I need that.
That may be a good approach. So hack two signs, yeah, switch them up both times.
Yeah, smart.
That'll be good. Or I'll just take your approach and just tell people, drive faster out there.
Drive faster out there. My evil plan is to cause property damage. Haha.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see it now. They read the sign, they're like, well, I guess I gotta drive faster. And then they crash the car, and Welling pops out of the bush and goes, huh, you just got pranked, bro.
How's that slick BMW now, bitch?
Oh, that was classic, right? I totally switched the sign.
Please don't call the police.
It says slow down, but I said to go faster. Get it?
Oh my god, they fell for it.
Yeah. That'll be great. I'll be the camera guy in the background that watches someone beat the shit out of you. So, Alex, this is why I am only addressing this story, because we have, fortunately, a professional chef with us today, and his name is Alexander Welling. If people don't know, when you're not in the mood to eat chicken nuggets from McDonald's, you are a professional chef. So I figured, what better way than to have this discussion with you about kitchen renovations? Very exciting stuff.
Yeah.
So the HGTV show Hometown, the hosts of that show have come out to say that you need 4 budget-friendly tips to make yourself the best renovated kitchen you can.
Oh, fuck. Budget-friendly? Really?
Yeah. Now, obviously, I'm not going to have you guess the 4, because there's probably, like, countless different budget-friendly awesome tips for the kitchen.
If you would ask me how I designed my dream kitchen, I'd fucking tell you in a heartbeat. I'd go into detail on that shit.
Okay, so I want to know, what 4 tips can you give people to make the best renovated kitchen they can on a relatively cheap budget? And then I'll list off these 4, and we'll decide which one is the better one for all you people out there that are listening to this podcast going, wow, I really need to renovate my kitchen, which I'm sure is none of you guys. But, you know, if there's one person out there that's in the middle of renovating and listening to this podcast and just matches perfectly with their schedule, that they listen to this right before renovating.
The problem about this is I'm not a construction worker. I'm not a carpenter. I'm not an architecture major. So building supplies aren't my strong suit. If we were going to go like kitchen design, specifically like how big I'd want a kitchen or what type of kitchen equipment, then I'd be the guy to ask. But
which, in fairness, Alex, I don't think Ben and Aaron Napier are the ideal people to tell you what is the perfect budget for a kitchen. So I feel like you're good. I feel like you're on even footing with them.
All right. Okay. So if I'm thinking about it, let's start with appliances. You want to go something with like a little bit less energy. And in order to save energy, you'd find a low energy fridge. Let's face it, you don't really need a fancy smancy do everything kind of fridge. I see they're releasing fridges with like smart technology, like you can talk to your fridge, and I find that's really weird. I don't really want to talk to my fridge. I got my friends just one phone call away. I don't need another friend stuck inside a fridge.
But Welling, what if you get your iPad taken away and you're not allowed to tweet because you don't have your iPad, but you need to tweet on your Ariana Grande fan page account on Twitter, and your iPad's taken away? You need the fridge.
No, I just use my phone.
What if you have your phone taken away?
Then I'd use my laptop.
Yeah, but that's taken away too. Your parents took everything away. The fridge is the perfect backup option to use your Ariana Grande fan page account.
The fridge would be kind of like my last resort, because then after the laptop, I'd probably use my smart TV.
Yeah, well, you know, they took the TV out of the house.
You know what? I can hold off on the tweet and wait until I get to work to post it.
Oh, see? No. You can't do that. That you can't wait. It's a fan page account. They need Ariana Grande content. You know the reference I'm talking about, right? Remember that story?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, the girl got everything taken away, so she started tweeting with the smart fridge.
Yeah, I remember this story.
Yeah, so, which could be another plus for renovating your kitchen to not have a smart fridge so your kid can actually be grounded.
Exactly. Learn to discipline your child. Don't buy a smart fridge. I was more focusing on the stove, though. You know how they have like those really expensive electric stoves?
Yeah, I know those.
Yes. Screw that. Go out, save yourself a little bit of money, and get your good old self classic gas stove. And I mean the kind where you have to like throw a match in there to make it pop up, and it's got like the black bars over the burners. And I prefer that kind of like more homey classic kind of style. Plus, I think it works much more efficiently than an electric stove. So, yeah, fire burning stove, that's always a good thing.
Okay, so number one is old stove.
Well,
Gotcha.
I wouldn't say old stove. I would say non-electric stove. I'd say more of a either a propane or a gas fire burning stove.
Antique stove. Does that work?
You could say that. And
Perfect.
okay, so the second thing I'd say is, a lot of people want to make their countertops with like marble and like all this expensive ingredients. Don't go through that pain. Find a nice wooden product that's cheap. But when you like mold it together, get all the finishes done on it, it looks like this nice, clean working surface you can use. Because I know for my dream kitchen, I need a nice big working surface or working surface. Because I'm thinking of like making bread doughs and pizza doughs, and you need a big fucking countertop to do that. So make your countertops out of like wood, finished wood, because it's a lot cheaper than like the marbles and the granites and all that sort of stuff. I'm guessing that's the only one I'm really going to nail on this one.
Yeah, you nailed it. That was already on their list.
All right. So then another thing I'm thinking of is the cabinets. Cabinets are a big thing. And I actually learned this from an architecture video I did watch. I know little shit about architecture, but on a YouTube video where this architecture channel goes and like goes through celebrity houses, I actually learned this. In one of the celebrity houses, they had basically redesigned their entire kitchen. So what they did is they got really cheap shelving units from IKEA, and then the doors that they bought were actually the more expensive items, these really nice made doors, and they just stuck them on some cheap IKEA cabinets. So it saved them quite a bit of money than buying like the full set with the expensive doors. So there you go. Hot tip for that. Use IKEA for the inner drawers because those can get banged up as much as they want. And then your doors, find something classy and nice.
Perfect. And your fourth tip?
My fourth and final tip, I am now thinking about the floors. What is going to be the easiest to clean? I know growing up, I had in my parents' kitchen that really cheap kind of like vinyl tile that they make. It can sometimes be a bitch to clean. It's got all these little nooks and crevices where things can hide, and it's just you don't want any of that.
What flooring is this?
The very thin like vinyl type tiling that they use. So basically it's a sheet of vinyl, but they make it look like tiling.
Okay.
So any case, I'm saying with your kitchen floors, do something that's super easy to clean. And when I think of that, I think of like a really cheap, but still good looking, waxy kind of hardwood. Hardwood is super easy to clean. It also looks really nice when it's cleaned and especially waxed. So that's my last tip. Some cheap hardwood, but make it waxed and clean.
Perfect. So their list here, they also have the wooden countertops. They specify as butcher block countertops.
Yeah, that's kind of the line I was thinking.
Yeah, and then their different ones, they kind of go in the same path here. They also have cabinets, but they refer to them as colored cabinets. They want them to be colored. And then they want a tiled backsplash.
Yeah, okay, a backsplash. I didn't think about
And
that.
then, personally, my favorite now, according to your ranking, is vinyl flooring.
Oh my God. No, don't do vinyl flooring, fuck's sakes.
Then their first description here is vinyl flooring always gets a bad rap. And I was like, yeah, Welling agrees.
Yeah, I'm shitting on it right now.
Yeah, I love how it's like, yeah, everyone seems to hate on this for no reason. You got Welling over here. Vinyl's garbage.
It is.
Yeah. So those are your two lists here. Pretty similar in ideas, except for the flooring. So, you know, if you really want to have a big debate with flooring, I should hook you up with HGTV's Hometown Welling. We'll have you on the show.
Oh, I'll have a heated argument about that, because fucking they say I don't get what the problem with vinyl flooring is. Well, then you've never lived in a kitchen that's had vinyl flooring.
We should see if we can hook you up with this show, have them renovate your apartment, and then when they add vinyl flooring, it'll be one of those scenes that go viral about a man yelling at the show for putting vinyl in his flooring.
Bitch, if that ever happens, I'm buying my own place. I ain't doing it on something that I don't own. Fuck that shit.
That'd be hilarious. I can see going viral now. You're like, I wish I was even fucking renovated if you're going to add vinyl.
Exactly. Come on, man.
Wow, Alex is so anti-vinyl. Alex, what's worse, Raisin Bran or vinyl flooring?
I've actually come to have a more fond experience of raisins recently due to trail mix. So I'm going to say vinyl flooring.
Perfect. I'm glad to hear that the M&M's and the trail mix have really made the raisins stand out and made you go, you know what? Raisins get a bad rap.
Oh, I'm still not a huge fan of raisins, but you know, the trail mix made me a little bit more seductive to it.
Perfect. It beat vinyl. That's all I was concerned about. Speaking of vinyl flooring, let's talk about some more personal faves of mine, which is sports. Alex, anything new going on with that?
Well, okay. There's a lot of sports stuff that did happen this week, although not a lot of fun stories to talk about. Of course, we had a couple of football playoff games. Nothing controversial stories came out of that. The one story is from hockey, the one story that I do have today. And unlike the negative news we got about his Lyme disease, this is actually good Justin Bieber news. So Justin Bieber obviously came out this week about the Lyme disease, but then later on he also came out with a challenge. So they're calling it the Biebs versus Binner challenge, and basically what this is St. Louis's goaltender Jordan Binnington, that's where the Binner comes from, he came out and challenged the pop star for a breakaway challenge. Basically what this means is Bieber basically will get 10 shots to score on the goaltender. And basically, Binnington's part of the bet was, if you score one goal on me, I'll dye my hair platinum blonde. No, not mushroom blonde, platinum blonde. And then this was on January 1st that this tweet was sent out. And then on January 8th, Justin Bieber went and raised the stakes. And this is what I think you'll like about it. He said, how about $10,000 to charity, and then if I score, you donate to a charity of my choice and we film it. So now the upcoming All-Star Game is where people are expecting this to happen, where Justin Bieber will take the ice and try and score on one of 10 shots on Jordan Binnington to either get hair dyed platinum blonde or donate money to charity. What do you think about that story?
Now, do you think Jordan's going to back out on getting his hair dyed for a challenge?
No, I don't think he's a pussy bitch.
Oh, okay. I like how you called it a pussy bitch. Good. Know your place, Alex.
Yeah, I knew you liked that.
Yeah, if people wonder why we don't do bets anymore, that is why. Until he gets his hair mushroom blood, we're not doing any more bets. But yeah, I think this is fun. I'm always a big fan of bets. If you dyed your hair mushroom blonde, I'd have a bet like once a month on this podcast. I think they're fun and silly. And it's just a fun way to bring everyone together. All the Bieber fans are now going to be tuning in. If Binnington has any fans, I'm sure he does, then they'll be tuning in. But yeah, no, I love bets. I think this is fun. I am rooting for my boy Biebs.
Of course. And I think Biebs is going to win this too. I mean, he did slay our late great savior, Tom Cruise. So, I mean, this is just like right up his ballpark.
Yeah, this is easy. Anyone can do this. Is Binnington known as being a crappy goalie?
Binnington just won the Stanley Cup.
Oh, Well, then why are you so confident Bieber's gonna win?
Because Bieber is a Toronto native, famously known for playing a lot of hockey, and I believe he'll put up a good fight.
Well, I like your enthusiasm, and I will share it with you. I have no idea who Binnington is, but he can't be better than Bieber. Bieber doesn't even need 10 shots. He needs one. Yeah. He should raise the stakes and say if he doesn't have one shot, he just has to shave his whole head.
Ooh, I do like that.
Yeah, and then if he does it within 10, then yeah, you can just dye it.
Mm-hmm.
Silver, was that his bet? Silver hair?
Platinum blonde.
Platinum blonde. I like it.
That sounds silvery.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, we should have done that. That would have been much better than mushroom blonde. Platinum blonde. That just sounds high quality.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Sounds like a baller if you just tell people, yeah, I got platinum blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Well, when is this bet taking place?
It's expected to be taking place at the NHL All-Star Game.
Now, Alex, obviously, as a huge fan of sports as I am, for mm-hmm. those in the audience that do not know when that would take place, what would it be?
I totally did not just search it up on my computer, but it'll be coming in at the end of the month.
Perfect. Good. Well, we got a story in the next 2 weeks, guys. It's going to be Bieber slaying that motherfucking Bighton or Binnington.
There you go.
Binnington. Yeah. 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 In 2 weeks, we'll be discussing Bieber kicking ass against Binnington and Binnington getting his hair dyed.
Yeah, it's running January 24th and 25th of this month.
Perfect. Right in between the Oscar nominations and the Oscar awards. So, you know, perfect grace period.
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, anything else going on for you?
Just a lot of movie watching, a lot of cat cuddling and sad music to listen to because I'm a depressing motherfucker. That's how it goes.
And no more news for sports, right? Just our boy Bieber winning a bet?
Just Biebs, being Biebs.
Classic. All right, I'm Quentin, and I will be challenging Antonio Brown to basketball in a few weeks, so stay tuned till that.
And I'm Alex, and you can catch me on that hometown host renovation show where I talk about the negativities of vinyl tile.
Yes, that'll definitely go viral.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Can't wait till that week happens, so we'll be discussing the news about you.
I will lose my Canadian marbles, and I'll be constantly saying sorry.
Marbles, you mean not the kind of marble that would go on the kitchen counters?
No.
Okay, no, perfect.
That's too expensive.
Yeah, you wouldn't be losing that. You'd make sure you'd keep that. All right, well, I will see you guys next week, and have a fantastic day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.